The next patient is Mr. Juan Fernandez. The last name is Fernandez, like in Zulu. First name, Juan. This is a clinical case of a 54-year-old Hispanic male that has a history of chronic kidney disease stage 4 that is most likely associated to diabetic nephropathy. The patient has been obese most of his life, and he has diabetic retinopathy. He has a blood sugar has been out of control for a long period of time. The main problem is that the patient is not used to take salads or vegetables, and he is not willing to compromise. The hemoglobin A1C has trended down, however, it's still elevated, more than 10. The blood pressure is under control. The serum creatinine is 3.7. The carbon dioxide is 19. The calcium is 9. The chloride is 102. The GFR is 20. The glucose fasting is 164. And the potassium 5.6. The diet was more than emphasized. But as mentioned before, the patient is not willing to compromise. We're going to increase the lantus to 38 units in the morning, and in the evening we're going to go up to 18, and we continue to cover the meals with 14 units of Humalog. Period. Number two, a patient has anemia that is related to the iron deficiency. He is not taking the iron. He is advised to take one tablet of iron on daily basis. Following number, the patient has a diabetic disease with a hemoglobin A1C of 10.5. Following number, the patient has hyperuricemia. He was not able to tolerate the euloric. At this point, to continue the follow-up of the uric acid. Following number, morbid obesity. He has lost 4 pounds of body weight since the last visit. He's down to 300, excuse me, increased 6 pounds from the last visit, from 320 to 326. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, and diabetic retinopathy that is under the care of the ophthalmologist. This is a very frustrating situation because we are not going to have a different outcome if we don't change the factors, which are a low sodium diet, stay away from industrial production of food, eat fruit, vegetables, and grains. And the main source of protein should be fish and eggs. Period. At this point, we are going to give an appointment in 3 months. We try to advise him and spend time with him. But as I said before, he is not willing to compromise. Next appointment in 3 months. We spend in the lab 10 minutes, in the face-to-face 20 minutes, and in the documentation 7 minutes.